Then he says in verse 4, this lovely expression, this favourable moment, so hard to obtain, has arrived, leading to the welfare of mankind. If this moment is not utilised advantageously now, when will the opportunity come again? This right now is a favourable moment. Actually, every moment is a favourable moment. According to Buddhist tradition, every moment is a favourable moment. We might not feel that it's a favourable moment, but in reality, every moment is a favourable moment. It's a unique moment. Shantideva himself means many things by this phrase, this favourable moment, so hard to obtain. He means, first of all, being born as a human being. Being born as a human being is regarded in Buddhist tradition as something really special, really very, very special indeed. There's lots and lots of reflections on, well, you could have been born in all sorts of conditions, but the fact is you've been born a human being, and that's a really wonderful thing. It's a really good thing to be a human being. We don't often remember this. We often forget this. We often even sort of trash our own humanity. But it really is a remarkable thing to be a human being with senses, able to think and feel and reason, able to imagine, able to communicate, able to dream. That's an amazing thing. That's a really wonderful thing, a very precious thing indeed. So he's saying, well, let's not waste our humanity. Let's not waste our life in trivial pursuits. And this moment right now is very special. As I speak, this moment right now is very special, a unique moment. Maybe you don't feel that right now. Maybe you're a bit jaded and tired after travelling so far, after a hard week, maybe a hard month, maybe a hard year. And, you know, you're just waiting to go to bed. But, in fact, yes, this moment is a unique, a special moment. It's a moment unlike any other moment. In fact, if we were able to wake up right now, we would see how fresh, how alive, how special this moment, this time, really is. The great Zen master Dogen, the great Soto Zen master, has a lovely saying, very simple saying, but says so much. You are only alive right now. You are only alive right now. Tremendous insight in that phrase. So often we spend our time wondering, reflecting about, worrying about the future, brooding over the past. We're only alive right now. The past has gone. The future hasn't come. Speculating about it, brooding about it is a waste of time. It's gone. We are only alive right now. The past has vanished like the water rushing past, and the future has not arrived. So we don't need to think about those things. There's just this time, this place, this moment so rich, so brimming with life and possibility. It's this time and this place and this moment that is our opportunity, our precious opportunity. So this weekend is a precious opportunity. It's like, as he says in the next verse, like a flash of lightning that brightens the darkness of a clouded night, just for a moment, that brightens the darkness through the inspiration of the Buddha. So we've come here to this time and this place and this moment through the inspiration of the Buddha. We've come together because in some way or other, we're moved by the Buddha or intrigued by the Buddha. To some degree, we're intrigued or moved by the example of the teaching of the Buddha. Somehow, somewhere, we feel the preciousness of human existence. We feel that we have a unique opportunity to work out life's meaning. Life isn't simply about earning money, about eating and sleeping, and making love and being busy and all the rest of it. There's something else that we've been called to, some deeper work, some deeper task to perform, some greater work, the great work